It is Mind Food Radio, and I welcome to the show the food editor of Mind Food magazine, Michelle McHugh. Hello there, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, and I'm very excited because the style of food that's being served in your pages is changing to be more spring-like.
Oh, it is, and thank goodness the days are warming up, so it's nice to, you know, not to be worrying about that slow cooker anymore. We can dust that off and put it away for a few more months, and let's get out the barbecue and this issue. We've got some really nice quick and easy meals we're bringing in a bit more seasonal fruit. We've got some nectarines and we're bringing in vine leaves, and you know, there's lots of creative ways of making dinner time really enjoyable and really easy to
Now, something else that you're looking at, Michael touched briefly on it when I spoke with him earlier in the month, edible flowers. Now, how do you work out which ones are edible and which ones aren't?
Oh, well, you've got to do your research. When we were writing this story, I said, look, it's very trendy at the moment to do edible flowers, but we have to make sure people know what flowers they can eat. So before you eat any flowers, you know, make sure you check with, check the website, check Mind Food, you know, talk to people, check with the garden centres. But there's a big variety of flowers that you can eat, and I'll tell you what they do make. We've got a beautiful rose petal roulade pavlova. A great recipe, and then we've got some really pretty cherry spice petal cookies, and they really are quite beautiful. And it's only for a little short time of the year that, you know, you can grow these edible flowers, so now's the time.
Actually, they look lovely in a salad too, don't they? They just give it a touch of class, I think.
Yeah, nasturtium flowers, and they do give it that nice peppery taste that I don't think it, you know, can get from anything else. So they are nice. They do add a nice addition.
Something else that is amazing that you are doing there this month in Mind Food magazine involves Silver Fern Farms and you being very generous.
Oh, well, Silver Fern Farms is a fantastic producer of meat supply, and we have got together and created a cookbook which is with every retail copy. And I tell you what, it's a fantastic summary of, you know, the producers behind, the farmers behind the stories, and it, you know, there's a lot of learning in there. There's, you know, we've done lots of how to use the meat that's in store, lots of recipes, and lots, you know, we've got the meat, we've got the venison, lamb and beef, and it's a beautiful product. You know, it's all about, you know, you don't need so much meat, and what it is quality, so there's no waste. It's a great product, and I have to say my cooking has definitely improved since I've been going on the Silver Fern Farm excursions every issue. You really do get that bit of meat 3 minutes on or 2 minutes on each side and rest it, and it's beautiful every time.
Yeah, any more than that and you should be arrested, I reckon.
I know, but it's a true story. When I think about when I was growing up, you know, Mum never cooked steak, and you know, now I know why. She cooked, well, she would have put it on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon for dinner at six.
And you'd be eating an old boot for dinner. Well, look, it's so exciting. Once again, congratulations on another fabulous edition of Mind Food magazine. You do a great job there with those recipes, Michelle. It's just wonderful. So keep up the good work, and then I guess obviously next edition will be getting even more summery.
Oh, well, look, and the next one is the Christmas issue, and I have to say it is looking fantastic. It heads off to the printers tonight, would you believe? And we're all looking a bit starry-eyed and a bit tired, but we're absolutely proud of it, so that's a good one. Before I have to go, I've got to say one of my biggest learnings for this month has been broccoli pesto. You know, when basil becomes expensive in the shops and it's, you know, you can't find it and you want to make a pesto, well, this recipe we've got in mind through this issue is using broccoli, and you just blanch it, and it's basically the same recipe. And I tell you what, the kids don't know. It's beautiful.
Good way to hide the broccoli.
Hide the broccoli and the pesto.
Yay!
The potatoes.
There you go.
Pasta.
See? Mind food. Always thinking. Brilliant.
Hey, Michelle.
Yeah, oh, true that. Hey, Michelle, thanks for your time.
That's okay. Thank you very much.